everybody. This is Jim Cornette, pro wrestling legend, and you're listening to the Book in the Territory Unprofessional Wrestling Podcast.
Welcome back, everyone, for this week's episode of Book in the Territories, Smoky Mountain Wrestling Podcast. This is Smoky Mountain Wrestling, episode number 102 from January 8th, 1994. As we said last week, new year, not new us, same old curmudgeons, and here to do Smoky Mountain Wrestling some justice in 1994. I'm sitting here with Doc and Hardbody Harper. Doc, first off, you, how you doing, man?
You just call me a curmudgeon?
Yeah.
I said we are curmudgeons. I didn't say you. I encompassed everyone, asshole.
I'm not worried about y'all. This is, you know how I feel about being called a curmudgeon.
You can go fuck yourself. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay. Well, hey. So, yeah. Well, anyway, I was coming into this feeling blessed until you started name calling. I'm coming off the high. You know, not long ago we did the Broads of BTT show. That was a disaster, wasn't it?
Fucking train wreck.
How was it?
Those bitches.
We spared Harper. Harper ought to send us a Christmas card this year just for not making him join in on that bullshit.
All right.
But stay single. Stay single, Harper.
Okay.
That ain't happening, bro. He's on lockdown. Hands off the merchandise.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. So, Harper, how are you? You good? I heard your phone going off before we started. So
yeah, it's fucking sure Luke hit me up. Yeah, I'm doing awesome.
Oh, okay, making sure.
What does he need? Does he need his bags carried somewhere?
That's nice.
Sometimes I swear Harper's getting blown when we're recording.
Yeah.
You think?
you hear that microphone rattling around? like what the hell's going on over there? Shit. All right, so let's just jump into this thing. We are still at Ash Central High School in Jefferson, North Carolina. So with that said, but we'll also get some Christmas chaos news and recaps weaved into this. I don't even say recaps. We'll get some Christmas chaos news shown in this episode. Some things that happened at Christmas chaos. Because you got to think about it. It's territory wrestling. January 8th, 94, unless you were there, you had no clue what happened. There was no social media. There was no, you know, the internet was in its infancy if you did have it. You had no means of getting the things that went down. So that's that. So we jump into the episode, and it's Dutch and Bob Cottle. Bob Cottle killed me at the very beginning. He says, "We've got so much scheduled for this, we won't even try to educate you about it." Bob said that because this was recorded December 6th of 93. So my thought was he really couldn't really speak to what would happen at Christmas Chaos and the things that they show in this episode because he didn't really know what was going to happen. And then Sandy Scott comes in and he says that the fans should get a Beat the Champ TV title match to its conclusion with Smothers and Candido. Remember, a couple weeks back, these two went to a time limit draw on the episode that was literally like, I don't know, 3 minutes long at the most. So Sandy Scott says we're doing it again. Doc, any thoughts on the opening?
Man, we're still in this godforsaken town. It feels like we've been here for 2 years.
Yeah, I've been seeing the kid with the Carolina Panthers fucking hat on for fucking forever.
You've literally seen it for a month now.
Yeah.
A month. So, there you have it. But, okay, any other thoughts, Doc?
No.
All right. I'll take Harper no, too, as no. He's reading his text messages because Luke won't leave him alone this morning. Rock and Roll Express take on the Hornet and Mike Collins in the first match and the Rock and Roll win. Thoughts, Doc, on this or no?
I thought this was a very uneventful but, you know, solid opener. You know what you're going to get out of the Rock and Roll. Yeah. They face a couple of job boys.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And Harper, would you agree?
Yeah. And that kid looks real young, huh?
Yeah. I don't know who... This is the Hornets' debut? I get confused. I watch a hit,
I think so.
Okay. So, yeah. Standard
I mean, rock and roll win. And then they go to a rock and roll promo. Now, it's a standard promo, but Ricky is pretty fired up here. Let's take a vote. Doc?
I think you should play it because I have a point to ask about this.
Okay, good deal. I thought so too, so here it is.
Fans with us right now are the Rock and Roll Express. And hey, Rick, you know, you guys deserve it. And you got it. The rematch with the Rock and Roll Express and Jim Cornette.
Well, you know,
sorry to Heavenly Bodies.
Well, you know, Bob, everybody has seen what took place in Survivor Series in Boston, Massachusetts, yep, between the Rock and Roll Express and the Heavenly Bodies. There's two reasons we lost the belt. One of them, we did not know the rules of WWF. When Tom Pritchard threw me over the top rope, Robert thought the match was over. Yeah. And then again, the second thing is when Jimmy Del Rey come off the top rope with a tennis racket on the back of Robert. But you see, Jimmy Cornette thinks he's got us going everywhere but crazy. You know, we can take our losses right with the wins. And one thing about it is, Jimmy Cornette, we're not going to be five-time Smoky Mountain Tag Team Champions. We're going to be six. See ya, buddy.
All right, fans, from the Rock and Roll Express, and we'll be right back.
All right, Doc, you said you had something when we went to that. So what was it?
Two things. First of all, looking back on this, when Del Rey hits him with the racket and slides it out of the ring, he did that real smooth. That was nice. He slung that sumbitch out of the ring. But that's not what I wanted to play that for. I think if you're the Rock and Roll Express, arguably the best tag team in the history of the business, coming out and saying you didn't know the rules in the federation you're in seems like a weak-ass excuse to me.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
That's like, all the refs cost us the match. Come on, dude.
Yeah, it doesn't. I probably wouldn't have like analyzed it as critically back then, but I would say so now. I don't know if that went over really well. You got a good point.
Yeah, I was thinking, how can you not know the rules?
And who's the that burden go to? Figure out the rules, dude.
This motherfucker with the eating on the podcast.
I'm having a little bit of Pop-Tart. No, I'm having a little bit of beef jerky this morning. I'm trying to get my protein in, some lean protein, pal.
Why don't you go suck a cock and get some protein that way? Whoa. Bitch.
What? Why would I want to infringe on your territory, pal?
He's mad.
No, this is the summer of White Lashley, dude. Lean protein, heavy reps. I am into it, pal.
The day of us recording this, man, we got some nice rain yesterday, and I just want to say praise be to Jesus, baby Jesus. Good Lord.
People don't understand, like it was energizing to say the least. It was a blessing to get rain because
think people realize it.
I don't think so because first of all, it's never expected this time of year. You come into this, well, I ain't gonna see a cloud for the next 2 months. Then it rains a lot, dude, and it's nice and in the 80s, and you're like, holy shit. Because I looked at the forecast for next week, Menace, and it's above 100 every day and 105 next Wednesday.
You ain't got to tell me. I know. I've already looked at it. But it's so bad, it's so hot where we live that when you get rain, I mean, I literally opened up my garage and stood there and just watched it rain. Like, keep raining, please. Please keep raining. I mean...
Man, I went outside on the back porch and got down on my knees so that I could get straight to God and said, I will go find a hobo and kill them for sacrifice. If you'll just let it keep raining for 30 minutes more.
I don't think people realize it. The cracks in the ground, I mean, it's like, it's just panther piss, hot and dry. Ugh. All right.
It is drier than grandma's pussy at all times.
Wow. Yeah.
It'll be dry again in 2 days. Like it never happened.
Doc and I used to know somebody who would like go put up signs for like houses that were on sale. So you know, you figure you could just kind of like put a post in the ground, bruh. If you ain't got a mallet, that post is not going in the ground in this area during this time of year. You could you literally need a chisel, like. Ron Wright's chisel maybe would do some damage to it. That's how bad it is.
He might break his chisel on the ground.
Dude, I've seen it happen. A hammer breaking on the ground. It's like, dude, the dirt turns into concrete. That's how dry it gets here.
Nobody cares about this. Let's keep going.
I know. Bullet Bob versus, the Bullet versus Murdoch as we keep going. First match they show us was from Knoxville Civic Coliseum, because remember, this is the tour. If Murdoch were to win that match, the Bullet would then be unmasked. Bullet loses the match, but due to shenanigans and cheating when Murdoch hits Bullet with some kind of gimmick. So that's how he loses. But the thing is, referee Mark Curtis is taking the Bullet's mask off in the middle of the ring. They sell it as the Bullet pulling a fast one on Murdoch, because when the mask is pulled off, he's got another mask underneath him. Doc, thoughts on this?
In that first match, was it just me, or did Murdoch look kind of slow and
bro? I mean, he's
really
not in shape.
Really out of shape.
Yeah. I mean, it's Dick Murdoch, 1994, bro.
I ain't trying to be disrespectful, but come on.
Yeah, I agree. Wasn't the greatest. What about the shenanigans with...
Isn't the mask underneath the mask kind of cheap?
It's fucking terrible, bro. I gotta say it.
But did you see when he lost and he was about to do that, Corny did their flare strut? That was pretty funny. So does Murdoch and his Indian princess get a ski lodge house now, since they won but didn't get the mask off? I mean, I'm confused.
That's true.
Me too.
How hard would it be to wrestle under two masks?
I hated doing it under one. It's fucking hot. Just fuck that.
Yeah, fuck it. Two masks?
Yeah, it's like, God, one is bad. Just, if you've got if you can get a hold of a wrestling mask, buy one, put one on, and just walk around your house all day with that sumbitch on. And
I got one. It's hard.
Yes,
dude.
So imagine this was cheesy, if we're gonna be honest. Dick Murdoch coming in was great. The whole thing was great, but Harper, the whole thing where he loses and he's still not unmasked. What were your thoughts?
I was like, what the fuck, bro? I remember this. One of the fucking Batman comics, they fucking did this. He went to take off Batman's mask, and he's wearing another mask. Like,
Right.
Fuck.
Corny likes comic books.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, so we'll keep going, because we didn't like that. The second match. So for everybody out there who says we always defend everything that's done, no, we don't. The second match they show is from Johnson City, where this time Cornette has 5,000 on the line, and it's a similar finish, except this time Bullet kicks out after Murdoch hits him with a foreign object. Then Cornette is thrown onto Murdoch from the top rope. Murdoch is pinned. When I say Cornette is thrown, basically like Bullet Bob launches Cornette onto Murdoch. Murdoch gets pinned, though, so there you go. Murdoch actually loses this one, but I would say, in my opinion, and I'll throw it to Harper first after this, is I think Murdoch coming in was a nice little surprise and build, and we loved the first promo with the snow and the beer and the lady being held hostage, or at least we suspected. But on the payoff.
Yeah. Harper. Yeah, the final piece of the puzzle was
Yes. Yeah. I agree. Doc, you.
Same thing, man. It's like good in theory, didn't quite get there in execution.
Yeah, I'm with you. Let's play this quick promo from Bullet Bob, or the Bullet. Damn, I keep saying it. After Christmas Chaos, and this is new. This is not a recap.
James E. Cornette, you tried everything in your dirty bag of tricks to get rid of the Bullet, but you haven't done it. See, because I'm fighting for a friend of mine, Bob Armstrong, because I know and he knows that right now, more than any time in the history of professional wrestling, Smoky Mountain Wrestling needs a commissioner, because you have now infiltrated. You got a friend in high places. You got a friend on the board of directors, and I hear there's some shady deals going on. Well, Smoky Mountain is not going down into the sewer where you live. I don't care what it takes. You name the stipulation and I'll take it, because Bob Armstrong is going to be restored to commissioner. He's got to be. Smoky Mountain shall survive, and Bob Armstrong will commissioner, because we're going for more in 94.
Well, Cornette.
All right, Doc, you first. Any thoughts on this promo?
More in 94, huh?
Yeah.
I did like I like the little turn of phrase he says where he goes, his dirty bag of tricks, because it's even worse than a bag of tricks. Other than that, my note was meh.
Hopper?
Uh-oh. He's trying to finish up that toothy blowjob he's getting.
Well, let me say this, since I think Hopper stepped away.
I'm sorry, Luke. I didn't. I know. I know the podcast comes. I know the podcast comes second. I know. I know. I'm sorry. I'll be there. I'll be there tonight. What? How many bags do you have,
Luke? Luke, don't listen to us. So basically, nothing was resolved at Christmas Chaos. This is my summary here. And if the Bullet was unmasked and proven to be Bullet Bob, he would be gone from Smoky Mountain. Well, that never happened because he was wearing another mask when he was unmasked. And Corny's just milking this at this point.
Well, and it's just Corny. Corny's also treading water here because he's trying to get things started with the WWF.
Well, so some
of this creative lull that we're experiencing, I wonder, is just because he doesn't have enough time right now to devote to the promotion because he's trying to get this other thing going.
Let me say, I don't think that's it right now. I think what happens is, and I think we kind of had this last year too, you get to Christmas Chaos and that's your big show, and then you don't really have another taping plan till mid-January or the first part of January. So the Christmas Chaos shows and everything you taped in December is carrying you from December through the first week, and in this case 2 weeks this year. I think last year was just 1 week, but 2 weeks of 94. So nothing new is really cooking, and I just think they're just kind of buying a little bit of time until the next set of tapings hit. Not that I'm telling you.
Some of this is a little stale, is what you're saying. I get it.
Yeah. It's baked. It's been in the oven, and this is just a different era of wrestling where you kind of did this, where you could do this. Let me say that, and could get away with it. But nowadays, you better have some fresh fucking content on. I mean, as much as we kill WWE, at least they're putting out fresh content, whether we like the content or not is another story, on a Monday or Tuesday. You're not getting recap. I mean, you get recaps from stuff, but it's still fresh content. There's no lull in, 3 to 4 weeks down the line, even though they do repeat a lot of shit, if that makes sense. All right, Harper, are you back yet? Fuck. Well, let me ask you, Doc, since Harper is either pissing or on the phone, because I bet you had to take a business call. Local promo from Candido and Cornette. Any thoughts on that?
I wouldn't play him. There was a couple of points I had. Candido called Tracy wasn't from the South and called him Vito Marinara. And then Corny called him Bucktooth Rednecks. And then he actually did the duh.
Let me.
At Corny WCW. He
yeah,
does.
Let me play that part. Just that it's like not even a minute. Here it is.
The Smoky Mountain Tag Team title match, Jim Cornette's Heavenly Bodies against the Rock and Roll Express.
That's exactly right, and whether it's Harlan, whether it's the Kaywood High School, whether it's the Boston Garden, whether it's the Forum in Los Angeles, Reunion Arena in Dallas, it makes no difference, because we love to beat up the Rock and Roll Express in buildings big and small, short and tall, all across America. The only thing we don't like is that we got to put up with all those buck-tooth redneck rejects up there in Harlan going, go Rocky Roll, go Rocky Roll. Well, the Rock and Roll are going to go. They're going to go straight out of the state. They're going to go straight out of Smoky Mountain Wrestling. And they're going to go straight out of the wrestling business. Either that, or they're going to find a job in some less desirable place like WCW. But I'm going to tell you one thing right now, Harlan. Kaywood High School has been a long...
All right, there's the shot I wanted to hear when he took it.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, so he definitely took a shot, but we will keep going. The next matchup in the show is Chris Kanyon, excuse me, and I'm sitting here burping, and Rock Regal.
Jesus Christ, that Hennessy's moving back on you.
Oh, I said coffee, man. I drank me some strong coffee this morning. Chris Kanyon and Rock Regal versus the Heavenly Bodies. The Heavenly Bodies win. Cornette is on commentary and says that the Bullet has finally given himself enough rope to hang himself. Del Rey does hit the poon salt and wins the match for the Heavenly Bodies. Doc, any thoughts?
At one point, Del Rey drops a power bomb. Would you trust a guy like Jimmy Del Rey to power bomb you?
I mean, for Del Rey to be as big of a goofball as he is, I mean, to be honest with you, he seems safe, right? He seems safe in the ring. It doesn't seem like he does anything reckless. So I would say yes to that, because at the same time, you have to do your part in a powerbomb when you sit up. So if you ain't sitting up, you can injure your own self. And let's be real. that move ain't nowhere near as dangerous as what broke your boy's neck in this last week that you and I were talking about recently in New Japan. That fucking horse shit. But anyway, let's not get on that topic. You and I kind of beat that drum offline. Any other thoughts, Doc?
Did you see Del Rey put the pin on? That was kind of suggestive. And he was pinning Canyon, who we find out later is gay.
Yeah.
I was like, dude.
He's back.
Yeah. I was like, that was a provocative pin on a guy that's a homosexual. And wow. And then right after that, let's see here. You're showing it back here. He does the poon salt here. And now he rolls him up with his ass in his face.
Nah, he's
He's just, no.
He's wiggling. He's wiggling. He was wiggling while he pinned him.
You're right.
He was wiggling.
He had his ass in his face. He was holding Canyon's ass up in the air for penetration, and he was wiggling, dude.
Hold on, dude. Hold on. I hate to do this again. But
yeah, and then the two complete Cletuses in the crowd.
All right, he did poon salt.
Yep.
And then he hits him. A good move. And then watch him wiggle. He does like a little shimmy. It wasn't much, but he did like a little shimmy.
But he also has Canyon like ass exposed in the air.
I think you're the only one who's feeling that. But anyway. Okay. All right.
Whatever.
Harper, you're back. Everything good?
Yeah. I'm back.
Just making sure. All right, so we will keep going then. Oh, Harper, anything else on Del Rey right there before we get to this Mike Furnace shit?
Yeah, I was thinking, I was like, yeah, that's kind of, he's sitting on his face, bro.
Canyon's gay.
Right, Canyon is, yeah, he's gay, so.
Okay, I didn't think nothing of it, but the gay part, Okay. Mike and Doug Furnace versus the Heavenly Bodies at Christmas Chaos. If you're on the YouTube channel, you can see this shit right now. And I'm about to hit play on it for Doc and Harper. And when Mike Furnace is delivering those kicks to Del Rey in the corner, he looks stupid. Del Rey finally hits Mike Furnace in the back with the Tennessee helmet, and all was great with the world. Good job, Jimmy Del Rey. Thanks for being a blessing to us by defeating Mike Furnace. But as I play it, you guys' thoughts on Mike Furnace here and whatever goes down. Doc, you first if you want.
Would you trust Mike Furnace to do any wrestling moves?
No.
No.
Look at the kicks. Look at him. What is that? What is that shit? What is he doing? He looks like he's spazzing out, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you want from him?
Look at the punch. Look, oh, my.
Dude, he's Corny's lost. Great, though.
Corny's doing it. Corny put on his working shoes there. I guess I'll take a body. Jimmy Del Rey finally decides to end it with the helmet.
Del Rey to the rescue. But
first, I'll give you the big helmet. Then I'll give you my little helmet in the back.
Yeah.
Harper, your thoughts on, seriously though, your thoughts on Furnace.
It is what it is, man.
I wonder if Doug Furnace was just coming back from Japan for Christmas and they were like, we'll help you get a payday here.
Yeah,
that's a corny question. There you go.
Because the Bodies had to win. I mean, they can put over people here and there, but they can't lose to the Furnaces.
Fuck no, dude. They can't lose to the fucking Spaz.
Damn. They can't lose to the Furnaces, I agree. You gotta remember, at this point, they're champions again, too, so they definitely can't, they couldn't have lost to them.
Right.
I'd love to know from somebody that sat in one of these buildings when they had these matches across the tour, what they really thought about the whole thing, because I guarantee you, Doug Furnace like had to work his ass off,
yeah,
in those matches to carry them, so that you know what we saw. I mean, I guarantee you, he probably worked 80% of the matches.
Come on, Arn.
Fuck yeah, he did. He came in for the hot tag and got his fucking body slams in,
and then took his ass back to the apron.
Mm-hmm. And then got the pin. And then ate the pin.
Come on, Arn Mine, tell Mike what it was like.
All right. That's nice, Doc. I don't know if he would have been there, but somebody listening would have been there. We'll keep going. All right. So after the match, though, Jim Cornette and the Heavenly Bodies, they have something to say. So here's that promo.
Shut up, you
all right,
moron!
Fans, here they are, Jim Cornette, the Heavenly Bodies. But I tell you, you know, rock and roll, they're saying they want it, they deserve it, they ought to have a shot.
Yeah, the Furnaces, they wanted a lot of things, and so many other tag teams have wanted a lot of things. The Steiners came to Smoky Mountain Wrestling, they couldn't get the job done. Yeah. The big-time UT football players, they can't do nothing. Yeah. It all boils down to this. Boston, Massachusetts sold out Boston Garden. We will go anywhere. Have talent, we'll travel. We beat the Rock and Roll Express, and we won the Smoky Mountain Tag Team title in front of the largest crowd ever to witness a Smoky Mountain wrestling match worldwide. And now the Rock and Roll Express, they're so humiliated. They're so humiliated, they figure we have been ruined worldwide. But guys, do we care whether they get a rematch or not? No, because we proved now we have demoralized them.
You see, the fact of the matter is, the Rock and Roll had such a worldwide reputation at one time. But you see, every time it takes a team managed by the greatest mind in professional wrestling, Jim Cornette, to come along and snatch the reputation from the sky and make our reputation. And that's what the Heavenly Bodies have done in Boston. And that's what the Heavenly Bodies are going to do in Smoky Mountain Wrestling. You can bet on those words, Rock and Roll Express. No doubt about it.
No doubt.
Let me just say one thing, Rock and Roll Express. I want you to realize this. Your reputation has been ruined worldwide. And now if you come back and get in a ring with the Heavenly Bodies, your health will be ruined as well. Because the only step that we haven't taken is to completely run you out of Smoky Mountain Wrestling. And that's what the thing's boiling down to, punks. So come on and give it your best shot.
Fans, don't go away. Stay with us. We'll be back. We'll have more action right after we take this time.
All right. Y'all want to say what y'all are laughing at, Doc?
Everything Jimmy Del Rey does is making me laugh. I don't know how you want me to break that down. I like the line in there. Have talent, we'll travel. We'll come to your promotion and kick your ass. We'll come to your promotion and kick your ass. We're just that good.
And meanwhile, Del Rey is just
hilarious.
Meanwhile, he's doing Cletus pantomime sign language over there.
Right.
No doubt about it.
It's not even like it. What he's doing is not even demonstrative. It's just like the little things he's just over there. He's just being like a complete idiot, and it's freaking fantastic. God damn. Okay.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts, Doc?
Mm-mm, that was good.
Yeah, I'm with you. Very, very good. We then go from that to Primetime Brian Lee versus the Dirty White Boy. Versus Smothers. This is what they do is, remember, it's a tour, so you got these three nights. This is the Knoxville match that they had. They had the match three separate times over three nights during the tour. We don't see the full match, though. Chris Candido got involved in the match and brainbusters Smothers on the concrete floor. Wow, we've seen that in a few different territories, haven't we, Doc?
Yeah.
Dirty White Boy was injured before the match started, so he doesn't get involved till very late in the match after Smothers was eliminated. Late in the match that they show us, Dirty White Boy has Primetime Brian Lee beat, but Tammy sprays something in White Boy's face, and Dirty White Boy is pinned by Brian Lee. Lots of shenanigans at the end of the match with Tammy beating up the Dirty White Girl with her loaded purse. Smothers comes in and pounds on Brian Lee. The crowd is going nuts as Smothers comes in and figure four is Primetime Brian Lee. But then Tammy gets back involved and hits Smothers with the purse too. It finally ends when the Dirty White Boy gets a chair and clears the ring. Lots of shenanigans. The deal is Primetime does secure the title though and keeps it. Harper, do you have any thoughts from all of this?
Hey, someone's got to check her purse before she comes out.
That some bitch has something in it.
Yeah.
Because it thuds.
She got her fucking, Elizabeth Taylor fucking white diamond perfume.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she takes it out and sprays it right in the fucking face. Well, is the locker room that bad to where she can't leave a purse back there?
That's a joke, but it's true in some locker room shit. Yeah. Anything else, Hopper?
Nah.
Doc, what you got?
I liked that they picked off Dirty White Boy in that first match. That was kind of clever to kind of neutralize and even up the odds for primetime. Lots of cheating, bleeding, shenanigans. Love it.
WWE did the same shit a few years back when Brock was in like a three-way with Cena and somebody else. I don't remember who. It's like 4 or 5 years ago. Same shit. Like, dude, if you watch the way they did this at the beginning, I guarantee you I'm not saying they took it directly from this one, but they've seen that happen a bunch of times in three ways. So I agree. It's a good way to eliminate or put down maybe a favorite. Because wouldn't you say Tracy could have been one of the favorites, him and White Boy?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, Brian Lee's a heel. Nobody expects him. I mean, the only way he can retain is by cheating. My point is that the faces are the ones who are the favorites in this. So I agree. It was a clever way. What else you got, Doc?
That's it, man. Until we go to the Down and Dirty.
Yeah, let's go to Down and Dirty. It's a real quick Down and Dirty, but let's give it a listen and see what's going on here.
Hey, now you heard it now. I got the man right here, the Smoky Mountain Heavyweight Champion and the First Lady of Smoky Mountain Wrestling, Tammy Fitz, primetime comments.
You know, it just goes to show you, Dutch, and all these rednecks out here, I can beat Tracy like a drum, and I can beat White Boy 6 days a week and twice on Sunday. You know, they underestimated primetime, but you see, Dutch, what happens is when the First Lady walks to the ring and primetime Brian Lee walks to the ring, it's TOL, and of course you know what that means, top of the line. So, I tell you.
Wait a minute, we're joined at ringside here by guys.
Hey, big guy, I've got the time and this is the place.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Dirty White Boy, who came into the ring, said he had the time and this is the place, and he went right at prime time Brian Lee. Landed some.
All right, Doc, any thoughts on Dirty White Boy's, primetime Brian Lee right there from Down and Dirty before this impromptu match kicks off?
No, I like that. I got the time and this is the place. Let's get throwing, man. He ain't get in there and talk for 4 minutes like they would today to fill up 3 hours. I got a problem with you and let's just get on with this. Yes. What I don't understand is how this automatically turns into a match. How was Mark Curtis out there so fast? Like he knew this was going to happen. And Bob Caudle automatically is clairvoyant and promises that this is going to be a Lulu.
Old people saying Lulu. It's going to be a Lulu. You make a good point about the impromptu version of the match, but I got something to say about that. Harper, I want to see what you got first.
You saw how quick Tammy got out that fucking ring?
Yeah, scatter. She was like a roach when the lights come on, man.
Yeah.
She's like Mike when the dinner bill comes. He's like, I got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I got shit, man. I'll see y'all later. Peace out, brother. Here's what's amazing about this. They shot that promo that you just watched and the impromptu match a month before it aired, and this is after they're going to air it after Christmas Chaos, but it was really seamless.
Because they know what they're doing.
Do you know how hard that is to make that? Like, this, like, based on what we saw at Christmas Chaos, they show that, and then this airs after it, but this was filmed well before it. But it's still pretty seamless. Now, Doc, I hear your point about the impromptu portion of the match. It just kind of happened too quickly and came out of nowhere. I agree. But it's still, would you agree that it was a seamless transition, the way they meshed it together, even though it was filmed?
Yeah, but Dirty White Boy came up in the territories. They did that, didn't they? I mean, they did this shit all the time back then. You come in and cut six different promos for six different markets and the different guys. And I mean, it seems crazy now because it's not how they do things. But I would assume this is how it was done in a lot of territories when White Boy was coming up. I don't think it was that big a deal for him.
Six different markets, yeah, but they were doing it backstage. This was done live in front of a crowd.
I know, but they got an issue. And remember, he didn't come out there and jawjack and get caught up in the details. He just came out and said, I got a problem with you, and they started swinging. That, you keep it simple.
Yeah.
You don't get caught up in the details.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. It's because it is a slugfest. I mean, I got it on a YouTube channel right now. To summarize what ends up happening, referee Mark Curtis takes a bump. Dirty White Boy ends up pinning primetime Brian Lee, and the Dirty White Girl makes the pin for the ref, but of course that isn't legal. While White Boy's got Brian Lee pinned, Tammy comes in and whacks Dirty White Girl with the purse.
Dude,
and I swear,
she's in her flood. Yeah.
I don't have the timestamp on it. I wish I did, because it was a loud thud when mm-hmm. she hit her ass. But yeah, good. I don't know. Good stuff, just based on what we saw here. Any thoughts on the end of the match, Doc?
Well, I mean, Aaron. this would be if they were running pay per views. This would be a pay per view main event quality match. Here, you get it on TV. They're not going to give a conclusion because it's a month before they do their big show. I don't know what else you want for TV, man. This is good stuff.
Yeah, very good stuff. Harper, your thoughts? Anything?
This is fucking good shit, man.
And yeah, to say it was just filmed a month prior, too.
You're right. Exactly.
All right. I got it queued up to the moment when she hits White Girl. Let's give it a listen. Here it is.
2-3
in the county.
That's not legal.
Oh, right now. From ooh. Behind.
Yeah. Did you hear that?
She gets slugged by Tammy Fitch.
Uh-oh. Tammy Fitch is hit White Girl.
From behind, a White Boy is going to get slugged by Primetime Brian Lee. Now he's got that first.
Dude, that
thing, for all we know, Dutch.
Well, she went down. Bob
down. She went down. Bob Cottle said there could be a brick in that thing for all we know.
Brian Lee holding White Boy, and she is just slapping him. Tammy Fitch.
All right, so anyway, I just I wanted to show that real quick. Go ahead. What were you about to say, Harper?
There's got to be something heavy in that thing. Oh, my goodness. Well, anyway, referee still down.
But if you go back and listen to it, you hit rewind, you can hear the thud. You can hear the thud.
I don't want to raise money. I hate that song.
Well, look, hey. It's a winning tag team.
How many times I've heard the civic organization and bullshit? The fucking
y'all know this is the
got a hold on me.
Y'all know this is the building where the Batten twin basically
whatever
was
killed.
Yeah, well, not killed, but he was like basically crucified. He was out cold. Anyway, he was on the floor and they needed to replace him. Okay, any other thoughts, Doc?
No, that was good stuff.
Do we even need to talk about the recap of the Bruise Brothers and the Moondogs?
No, well, no. Here's my thing. This should have been an Everybody Leaves Town match.
Well, the match is equivalent to Ambien.
Okay, right, I had yawn written down. The other thing is, where are the gangsters when you need them?
Bruh, literally the Moondogs, I agree. The Moondogs pinned the Bruise Brothers, and it sounded like the fans could give two shits. Like, there was no reaction.
Who cares?
No boo. No, I mean, no nothing.
And that fight, I mean, in the back, man, I kept thinking about when the Fantastics.
Yeah, and the Heavenly Bodies.
Yeah, like, that was so much better than this shit.
God.
These guys, they fought, and it went on, Harper, for like 4 minutes straight. I timed it, and evidently Smoky Mountain Wrestling got a longer extension cord, because unlike most of the time when the camera can't mm-hmm. make it to the parking lot or the back area, we got to see it all. And you're right, we did get to see it all with the Fantastics and the Heavenly Bodies, but this was just, I was like, good Lord, thank
you. And that was like a major building, too, there in for this. It looked like.
Yes, it was. It was. Well, it was one of the matches on the tour. Yeah, it was one of the matches on the Thanksgiving Thunder Tour. I don't remember. I mean, Christmas Chaos Tour, so I'm not sure which one. But But Doc, any other thoughts on that? I mean, that just. God.
No, I hate these teams. No. And let me spill this news. Corny tells us they're suspended for 6 weeks. And I was like, hopefully it'll be 6 years, man. I don't give a shit. And then the Bruise Brothers come out and they go, blah, blah, blah. All right, right. We're the toughest team in America. Blah, blah, blah. There you go. There's a whole bunch of time right there. This is just wearing me out.
So I'm not even going to play it. Basically, what Doc is saying, there is a promo. Corny claims the Bruise Brothers are suspended for 6 weeks from Smoky Mountain Wrestling. Don't hold me to this, but I only think they come back one time in 1994 for a match against the Moondogs, and then they're done. The Moondogs stick a while.
I think you're right.
Yeah, the Moondogs stick around for a while after that, or a little while. I'm not sure how long, but I think this is one of the last times we see the Bruise Brothers. So there you go. You're tired of them, Doc. That there it is.
Was this when they move up?
I think they go over to ECW.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Or they go to WWF and they're right. the blue twins with Dutch. I don't know. I don't know. Remember. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't remember, but I know they make one. I think one more TV appearance in '94, and then they're done. So
this is
six
this
weeks
is why
turns into forever.
Wrestling, this is why territory wrestling is good.
Because people come and go.
If you don't like somebody, just stick around. They'll be gone.
Yeah,
it's very true. Eventually, for the most part, eventually they'll be gone. We then go from that to a Dirty White Boy profile special look. No, Doc, I don't fucking know what song it is. Actually, I do, asshole. It's ZZ Top. It's ZZ Top. Beer Drinker Hellraiser, you motherfucker.
Who clued you in, dude?
Yeah, he fucking Googled it.
There's this thing called Google Hopper.
One of these stooges in the army out there, because it certainly wasn't the Docaholic, probably said, hey, coming up on the episode...
No,
it's gonna be this song. So tell Doc and don't kayfabe it so that.
Nope. I actually, what it was I heard the song and I'm like, wait, I've heard that before somewhere. I just don't know where. So then I just basically just like hit the switch and I was like, I mean hit the Google search and I was like, Beer Drinker Hellraiser, and then it popped up. I was like, okay.
Well, that's a great song by a great band. How about that?
Yeah,
maybe so.
Man, back in the late 70s and real early 80s, and I mean before like Sharp Dressed Man and all that stuff, ZZ Top was running around running things. And then they hit that MTV video stuff, and it just took another level. By the way, the Bruise Brothers appeared in ECW in 94 in February.
So there you go.
So they got to get on over and fight Kevin Sullivan and Taz over in ECW.
Well, I'm just glad they're done with Smoky Mountain shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Dirty White Boy, the profile special. Anything from the music video they show?
It's a music video.
Yeah. I watched like half of it. I was like, I'm just going to stop watching this.
I can listen to the song anytime I want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Local promo from Tracy Smothers, followed by Dirty White Boy and Dirty White Girl. Doc, did you have thoughts on that one?
He's in overalls again. He said he's going to beat him up, beat his ass sideways, I think. And
no,
then Dirty White.
He said he was going to stick that WWA belt up Candido's butt sideways.
Oh,
and that ain't no jive.
I couldn't read my notes. So he's providing The Rock with his something to steal later on. And then Dirty White Boy comes out and utters a great line that women in the South do as they're told.
Dude, okay. Fuck it, I gotta play it because it's too good. Here it
play
is.
It.
The line, the Heavenly Bodies against the Rock and Roll Express, and the Suicide Blonde, Chris Candido, taking on the wild-eyed Southern boy, Tracy Smothers.
Man, that Suicide Blonde, that's a good name. That guy is out of his mind. Calling me Vino, Mariana, whatever, Sam, I'm from Pennsylvania. Let me tell you something, I've been to Pennsylvania. I ain't going back. I'll tell you that right now. Candido, you're a great athlete. There's no doubt about it, man. You're one of the fastest upcoming stars in this sport. But when you step in that ring with me, young man, you better tie them boots on real, real tight, because I'm going to give you the wrestling lesson you should have got a long time ago. Them folks in Harlan know what the wild-eyed Southern boy's about, and they know I'm going to start out 94 just in style, because I'm going to do my dead level best to stick that WWA belt or whatever it is in that goofy Dennis Corleza. I'll stick that belt up your buttock sideways, son, and that ain't no jive. So see ya. Wouldn't want to beat ya.
Saturday, January 15th, Harlan, Kentucky, Kaywood High School, a battle royal on the card, and also a Smoky Mountain title match, the Dirty White Boy with the Dirty White Girl against Primetime Brian Lee with Tammy Fidge.
You know what's going to happen, Primetime? What's going to happen if you lose that title? Do you think your woman is going to stand beside her man? You always want to make fun of somebody that takes up with somebody else, don't you? Well, look here, woman, hold this. See, down south, boy, we know how to treat our women, and they do as they're told. Up north, all they want to do is slap their gums around. So, big boy, you shine that belt up real good and pretty, because when I walk out of there, I'm walking out to Smoky Mountain heavyweight champion.
First of all, the Smothers deal was better than I remember. That was a pretty damn good promo, to be honest. And then White Boy is great too. So that was worth playing in hindsight. That was good stuff. But I got news for all the people up north. Women down south don't do as they're told anymore. So don't.
Yeah, really. What the fuck?
That we lost that.
Straighten up, bitches.
He said, "Here, woman, hold this. Now you see down south, we know how to treat women. You just told your broad, here, woman, hold this." In a derogatory manner. Yeah, they don't do, they don't do, no. These southern broads nowadays, at least these city-fied southern broads. Would you say that, Doc, the city-fied ones? Maybe the country ones do. It's just, we got these city-fied hoes, and good Lord, they don't do what they told.
Mm-mm. All right. I'll leave it at that.
Harper, you got any thoughts on the screen
I'm
sharing?
That was fucking great.
No. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, there he is, bro. There's that fucking kid with the Carolina Panthers fucking hat.
Look, he's already pre-diabetic in 93. I wonder what his life was like now.
Y'all are such assholes.
Why? I'm just saying, little fucking shithead.
All right, we'll keep going now.
Looks like Jim Cornette with those glasses on.
Yeah, he does. Look at that jean jacket. Holy shit. He's got a jean jacket on.
That's a Canadian tuxedo.
Yeah. Amen, brother. All right. Well, we're almost getting ready to get out of here. We got a little bit more we got to do, and then we're done. The next match in the main event for this week's episode is Tracy Smothers versus Chris Candido for the Beat the Champ TV title. Bob Cottle plugs the Smoky Mountain Wrestling School and Tim Horner. So Tim does give a reference here, even though he's just about done. We only had about 5 minutes of time left when this thing started, so it was quick again. You really can't see what happens at the end, but it appears Candido takes something out of his trunks, hits Tracy as Tracy has him lifted up, and then Candido pins Tracy, which Candido wins the money, and then we go off here. Doc, any thoughts on what we saw here?
Not a lot there, but it is a big win for Candido to be legitimize himself. He's been telling you how, the junior heavyweight title, I mean, you can let a guy like Bobby Blaze carry that, but this is the Beat the Champ title. So it's a big deal, and it's a big win to legitimize Candido's place as he starts to try to climb up the card. So good stuff.
Yeah, I agree. Candido wins a little more money. It helps him out. Harper, you?
Yeah, this is when he mentioned Bobby Blaze, I was wondering, where the fuck is Bobby Blaze?
He's got a new Bobby. He's over there. He's over working on his new podcast.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a podcast, Bell to Bell, with Bobby
Blaze. What the fuck?
But you would have thought, when are we going to be on there? Thanks a lot, Bobby.
Bobby, you know Doc's fucking with you.
When you're ready to spike those ratings, Harper and I'll come over. Don't bring Mike.
Ooh, yeah.
That's a bad news. We've been trying to push that rock up that hill for 3 years now. But Harper and I can come over and help out your new show.
Yeah, so real quick, you asked where Bobby is. Bobby's about to be involved in that freaking feud with the Mummy.
Ugh.
Oh God.
I think that's what's happening now. So he'll be back. Yeah, you're right. Which Bobby told me, the Mummy was not actually that bad of a person. They were actually pretty cool. But all right, so it is time to do disability checks. I guess I'll go first. I'm gonna about to
go
shock
first.
Y'all.
What?
I mean, this wasn't a bad episode. There were some nice moments, I guess. But
this is boring.
It was a recap, I mean, not a recap. They showed the Christmas Chaos stuff. The thing that hurts this episode a lot is the fact that it filmed a month before it airs. It's filmed before Christmas Chaos. I got to go with a 6.5.
Whoa.
Doc, you?
That's low.
That's low, dude.
I mean,
why are you being
tell
so
me
rough,
why it should
man?
Be higher.
New year, new you. You're even more of an asshole.
What the fuck?
Why's it got to be higher? I'm confused.
6.5 is low, man. This ain't a great episode, but for them to pull off what they did in the fourth week there that's 6 weeks old is or 5 weeks old isn't bad. I'm going to give it a 7.3.
Oh, okay. No, you make a good point for them to pull off what they did for their fourth week there and then air in 2 weeks after Christmas is true. Harper, what are you giving it?
A 7.
You just said it was boring. I thought you'd give it lower than that.
No, you're the asshole here.
See?
Now fuck you. I ain't no asshole.
Yeah, you are.
See?
Now fuck you.
A 6.4, that's not even passing.
No, 6.5,
get it right.
Oh.
You suck, dude. Why you don't even like wrestling. Why are you doing this?
Why are y'all talking about this like it's real?
You just want to be the next Howard Stern. You don't even like wrestling.
Yeah, actually, you're an asshole.
Very far from the truth. Very, very far from the truth. All right, we got to do the government cheese next, but I do want to remind you all, if you haven't been doing so, please use the Amazon referral link. It is tinyurl.com/bttamazon. Go get Bobby Blaze's book, Pin Me, Pay Me, The Story of Life and What You Should Know About Life, Pin Me, Pay Me. Again, it's tinyurl.com/bttamazon. Great way to support the show. Give it to the wives, girlfriends, or as Doc said a few weeks back, the side pieces in your life, and tell them to bookmark it and use it every time they use Amazon, because it doesn't cost them anything extra, and we would appreciate it. Also, I didn't do this last week, but I need to mention it this week. Go get some pro wrestling tees from us. Just go to facebook.com/bookingtheterritory, click the shop now button, and it'll take you to the store, or you can check the show notes and show description, and you'll see the Tee Public store and the pro wrestling tee store there. Buy Harper's shirts, buy Doc's shirt, and Doc, God, you've sold one shirt. It's pretty pathetic.
That
nobody
sucks.
Likes you.
I didn't get into this to sell t-shirts. I got into to do podcasting, so I don't know what you want from me.
Oh,
okay.
Bitch.
You always tell me you admire Conrad, though, and his ability to sell
t-shirts. I've never said that. I may admire his ability to tear down a buffet, but that's probably about it.
Conrad, and don't take it seriously.
Well, we know he's listening, and he listens deep into the show, too. You know, I'm how he works these marks with StarCast, and he marries into Flair's family, but that's about it too.
Conrad, don't take him serious. He's just busting balls like you do.
Whatever.
Conrad's a good dude, man. I laughed a couple weeks back when he played the Chronic for Tony Schiavone on What Happened When Monday or Wednesday, whatever the hell it's called now. And Tony had literally no clue what the Chronic was from Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg back in the day. It was rather comical. But anyway, let's keep going. So I went first on the disability checks. Doc, you go first on the government cheese.
Man, this dude was everywhere. So give me Jim Cornette for the government cheese. He's with the Moondogs. He's with Murdoch in these clips taking bumps. He's with the Furnaces taking... No, that was in the year-end episode, wasn't it? I don't know. He's doing a lot right now. And then he came out and cut the promo with the Heavenly Bodies Have Talent, Will Travel That Line, Pop Me. As well as, I do believe... He came out and took the shot at WCW. So, I mean, he was kind of all over this episode. So, give me Jimmy Cornette.
Harper, who are you giving yours to?
You know, I was taking Dirty White Boy for that promo, but hold this woman. I like that.
Down South do what they're told.
Yeah. Hold this, well, bitch. No,
Tony,
you're wrong.
Tony Anthony, we need you to come back down south, because these broads right now, nowadays, aren't doing as told. But I can't argue that. So you giving
Where's
it to Dirty White Boy?
Yeah.
Okay. I hate agreeing with Doc. I got to give it to Cornette. I mean, White Boy was good.
He's in four different angles in this episode.
He really was in too much, to be honest with you. If you want to be frank about it,
But you think about it. He is too on TV too much, but they're wrapping a bunch of dudes up, and the other dudes coming in haven't gotten there yet. What are you going to do?
That's actually the point I was about to say. It's almost like he had to do it, because they got to get rid of the Bruise Brothers, because he was involved with that shit, because he was the one who originally brought him in. So he's got to be involved in that. He's the Heavenly Body's fucking manager. So it's not like he's managing everybody. It's just that the things he's involved in. Plus, you had the wrap-up from Mike and Doug Furnace. So, yeah, he had to be involved in a lot of that shit.
Yeah.
Did y'all consider Del Rey at all before we get
no.
out of here? No. Not even after we rewatched it with the poon salt and him putting his nuts in Chris Canyon's mouth?
No.
Okay. Just thought I'd ask.
That's nice.
That's classy, right? All right. So, all right. Well, before we get out of here, just want to remind everyone, please check out a couple of friends of mine at Our Vantage Point, Joe Morata, Michael Quinn. They do their things, the Retro Wrestling Podcast, the northern version of BTT up north. Our Vantage Point or OVP, just search Our Vantage Point Retro Wrestling Podcast. Give them a listen, subscribe. Every single Monday they drop their shows. And then the Wrestling Podcast About Nothing with ROH is Brian Malonis and Mike Crockett doing their podcast. Also on Mondays, search WPAN or Wrestling Podcast About Nothing and go listen to their podcast. Again, by the time this drops, I should have been a guest, although I can't quite remember or know when they will drop it. And then by the time this also airs, the Broad Logic show should be up. Good Lord, Doc. We had to work a match with two, not even broom handles, just sticks. Would you agree?
Yes. God. Personality of drywall.
Wow.
Drag those bitches through a two-minute match was just torture.
I don't know about you, but when we were done, I went to bed. I was whoop tired.
Yeah, man, mine was trying to get a little bit, and I was like, man, I just carried you through a match. I'm not.
We don't need to hear that.
No. I was like, I just tried to carry your ass through a match. This shit ain't happening. I'm going to sleep.
That's nice. You just roll over.
She just turn banged on it.
That's not true. He told me later, he said, man, we didn't talk about cosmic fireballs on the air with them, so I just showed her what one was after we got done.
Doctor,
you the eyebrows off.
Look, let's break it down. We actually haven't recorded it as of us recording this. We're actually doing it tomorrow. There you go.
Way to go, dude.
What a kayfabe.
God.
Kayfabe, brother.
You are the shittiest professional wrestler of all time. Did you just go out to the crowd and go, so here's what we're going to do?
Okay.
No, but I'm the dude who punked Tommy Rich in the back in front of about 10 boys. So there you go.
Ooh.
That's disrespectful, too.
Yeah, is it? Because he's a former NWA world champion that snorted enough cocaine for a fucking army?
Wow.
What's wrong with that?
Right.
Okay. Just saying.
It's not against the law, is it?
Yeah.
It's snorting cocaine? Kind of, but whatever. Oh. All right, so shout out to the Hall of Fame patrons. If you're not one, become one at tinyurl.com/BTTpatron. Great way not only to support the show, but also to get access to 80-plus patron-only episodes, including the Dallas Cowboys Ring Rat House and the world-class championship wrestling episodes that we do. So, yes, please check it out, tinyurl.com/BTTpatron. You can get it for as little as $2 a month. You can do more, such as what the patrons, the Hall of Fame patrons do, and get a T-shirt in with your subscription. But other than that, 80-plus episodes for you to enjoy of classic wrestling talk and just outright crazy banter. I actually really enjoyed some of the ones we've done where we don't talk wrestling, to be honest. It's kind of fun. But anyway, shout out to the Hall of Famers, Mitchell Johns 18, C. Browning 250, Merciless Jones, Disrespectfully Classy, Mark E. Blassie, Spyboy Sports Cap, JMM 7530, DR 1851, Rube 1452, Frog Zeppelin, R. Smith 9000, 945 Sports, BDK, Big Rich, Jesse Lucas, Joe Ice, MPRU 83, Alice, R.E. Miller 39, Justin underscore Andretti, J. Shiny 21, Natural Hacksaw, Thin Man Within, Slider 91 US, USC 49 Dodger, Gerald Green at 3rd, T. Hog 94, SV Padgett, Martin House 71, Tim Moretti, Coleman 82, God Bold Unreal, Unconvinced Ray, Brother Dave, thank you for all you do for the show, and every one of you Hall of Fame patrons. With all that said, Doc, you got anything else?
No, I'm good.
Pauper, do you have anything else?
No.
Pauper, hit the tagline, take us home.
Fuck it, bitch. Fuck.